And all month long, Jack Nick has helped carry that message for Republic Bank of Chicago, as we've talked a lot about women-owned businesses. And Jack, our last conversation of the month, my friend.
It's hard to believe how quickly it's gone, John.
I know. 5 weeks. I really like the way we talked about access to, investments. We talked about opportunities in new fields. And I think it's a good way to wrap up to talk about the future of women entrepreneurs. And they come of all ages, all shapes, all sizes, all everything. But the next generation is really already blazing a new path, aren't they?
They are, no doubt about it. In fact, just in the last 5 years, women entrepreneurship has grown to 42% of all entrepreneurs are now women. 5 years ago, it was just 29%. And Gen Z women in particular are two times more likely to start a business than their predecessors. So there is something going on. And it's frankly, it's amazing in terms of what these women entrepreneurs are willing to do to accomplish their goals.
I wonder if the pandemic played a role in that, Jack, especially from the side hustle, the main hustle pathway that a lot of people have taken.
100% it did. Unfortunately, that pandemic hurt a lot of people in terms of their businesses, in terms of whether their businesses were corporate or self-owned or whatever. There were a lot of businesses that struggled during that. And I think, I know that these entrepreneurial spirited women, they said, you know what, we're not going to rely on that anymore. We're going to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and, as you said, turn this side hustle into the hustle. Or, you know what, through all of this, we've acknowledged this gap and I'm going to fill it. I'm not going to wait for someone else to do so.
Yeah. You mentioned 42% of new entrepreneurs are women. That's up from 29% 5 years ago. I can't even imagine what that number was 20, 25 years ago, but probably in the single digits, let's be honest, Jack. So the trajectory is great. I imagine all of us could benefit from looking at some of the trailblazers who helped us get to where this point is now.
Oh, John, it's, there are a couple tried and true lessons, it seems, from these trailblazers. And, you know, there's a couple that come to mind where if you think or doubt yourself, just bear with me for a minute here. There's a woman, Judy Love. She started Love's Travel Stops, and she started it in an abandoned gas station in Oklahoma in 1964. And she built that just based on the simple fact that I can do it better. I can provide people something that they're looking for when they're on the road versus what's available today. They now have 610 stores in 42 states, and the company makes $27 billion a year.
Hmm.
Again, if anyone, whether it be a current entrepreneur or one of these in the next generation that we need to knock down barriers for and get them motivated. You know, here's an example of a woman who went from an abandoned gas station to a legitimate empire. Another one is Marion Illich. We may have heard of Little Caesar's Pizza. She opened up one pizza place in Michigan with the thought that I can make good pizza for less and provide families a full meal for less in the pizza space. One restaurant in Michigan, now she's in 27 countries and has the third largest pizza chain worldwide.
Yeah, and also that name Little Caesars on an arena. Unfortunately, it's where the Detroit Red Wings play, Jack, so we'll move past that. But yes,
absolutely,
a great legacy for sure.
Indeed, and you know, and you might be sitting there at home right now wondering, well, you know, geez, 610 stores in 42 states or 27 countries around the world. If you'll indulge me for one more minute, I've got a local example.
Yeah.
There's an amazing woman, Jamie Revel, and we're fortunate enough to work with her here at Republic. She's the owner of W3 Body in Berwyn, and she had a corporate gig in marketing. She was operationally excellent at what she did, and I certainly can't speak on her behalf, but she noticed a gap. She noticed a couple things that she didn't necessarily weren't necessarily aligned with her goals or her ideals, her principles, in the fitness industry. So she broke off. She said, you know what? I can do this. She now owns 2 fitness centers, and she employs over 20 people. She started in Berwyn. She's now got a location in Elmhurst. They being W3 Body, they constantly reinvest back into the community. And she has also branched out now and has a successful blog and a successful podcast. So, you know, again, you don't have to necessarily aspire to be in 27 countries around the world. This individual, Jamie, she said, you know what? I can do this better in one location. That one location was so successful. Now she has 2. Who knows where it'll go in the future? But again, it from big or little, pursue the dream. And each one of these women are examples of women who had a dream that they were chasing down.
Well said. You kind of laid out some points for me. I think they're all great about success for the next generation, supporting each other, finding mentors, networking, you know, diving into grants. You and I chatted about that, about how they are hard for anyone, and a lot of people don't know they're available. And some other tips as well. I think the best way for people to really encapsulate everything would be go back to listen to the podcast that we've had over the last few weeks at WGNradio.com, because we really dove deep into this issue. Unfortunately, Jack, we got about 30 seconds left on this segment for the month. Any final thoughts you want to leave us with?
You know what? It's an amazing time. And I'm so proud to work for an organization that that gets it. Regardless of your gender, if you've got that entrepreneurial spirit, talk to someone at Republic Bank of Chicago, because we were founded by entrepreneurs. We share that spirit, and we'll help you get where you want to go.
We've really enjoyed having you on this month, Jack. April, we did Financial Literacy Month, too, with you guys, and I think we helped bring some knowledge to myself and hopefully some of the listeners with some great takeaways. Thank you for this great partnership. It's been a great chat, and we'll do it again next year, I hope, okay?
Always my pleasure, friend. Thank you.
Republic Bank of Chicago, supporting women's business growth together.